rich. Very rich. Hebrews chapter 9. I want you to look down at verse number 14. And then we're going to go to Revelation chapter 22. Revelation 22. In Hebrews 9 and verse 14, the Bible says, "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer himself without spot to God," he didn't have any sin, remember, "purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Boy, that's a great scripture, folks. Now turn over to Revelation 22 and verse number 3. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it." And this last phrase is our focus. The Bible says, "And his servants shall serve him." His servants shall serve him. That passage is talking about in eternity. The saved will serve the Lord. Today, I'm going to talk about why not serve God here. Why don't we serve God here? Why don't people want to serve God? I think that's a good question. And it would be important that people consider there is a God that they ought to serve. It seems today people don't understand what it means to serve God. You understand what it means to serve God? I've worked for different companies in my life. I was employed with them. I had to abide by their rules and by their policies. I couldn't go to work when I wanted to. They wouldn't let me determine my pay. Amen. If I had a company, you know, no one would be telling me what to do either. Because if you own the company, you should set the policies and the rules. Mr. Chambers, I bet you run your business, don't you? Amen? Yeah. When I was in the Army, I was told what to eat, or when to eat, rather, to sleep, or to go home and be back. I mean, when I got there, one of the first things they told me, "Listen, I'm your mama and your daddy." Amen. That's what they told me. Yes, and said, "You do what we tell you to do." And I remember when the first time we went to eat, went in the mess hall, and we sit down at the table in our chairs. And the sergeant came by and said, "Listen, you're sitting on too much of that chair. Honestly, I'm telling you the truth. We had to sit on the front edge of the chair in basic training. And if you couldn't reach the salt or the pepper on the table, you couldn't say anything to get it." They were strict on us when I was in it. But we were serving our country, amen? We were there to serve the country. Breaks my heart that our countries fell apart, Kerry, when you and I was in there. Amen. It ain't like it was back then. Let's consider something today about serving, church. Serving. First of all, God made this world. If he made it, what does that mean? He owns it. It's his world, amen? Yeah, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. God made it. So this big world we all live in was created or made by God. It's His. None of it's ours. Not a thing in this world is ours. But God is only allowing us to use what He's made. Think about that. Because God loves us, He's provided for every need we will ever need in this world with the things He made. But God wants us to use His creation, recognizing it all came from His hand. It all came from Him. He made it out of nothing. What can you make out of nothing? What can you make out of nothing? Think about what a supreme God is. There wasn't anything but God, just God. It's hard to comprehend that. And then He said, I want a universe. And there it is, out of nothing. There weren't no Lowe's back then for Him to go get anything. Amen. Folks, the awesomeness of God. And yet He's interested in people. He loves people. He put everything here that's here. He even gave people talents on how to make things. Somebody had enough sense to make that. I have a time just telling what time it says. Amen. He even made the first man and the first woman and told them what to do. God said to Adam and Eve, I want you to fill this world with people. That's what God told them. Two people, a man and a woman. In Genesis 1:28, God blessed Adam and Eve and said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Adam was put in charge of God's creation. Adam was told to serve God, folks. Serve God. Do what God said. So Adam and Eve began to obey the Lord with children. Who had children? Who had children? And who had children? And today there's about 8 billion people in the world from Adam and Eve. That's 8 billion in the world today. That don't talk about the billions that have been here from one man and one woman. That's awesome to think about, isn't it, folks? That's awesome to think about. I've seen some figures say there might have been 60 billion people. I don't know. I don't know. Let's talk about a problem. The problem, however, is that all of Adam's children and descendants are sinners. That's the problem. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:22-24. We all became sinners because Adam committed the original sin when he disobeyed God by eating forbidden fruit. Genesis 2:16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day you eat thou shalt surely die. Adam ate, he died spiritually right then. and the process of death entered his earthly body. And after 900 years, he died. You hadn't seen him around, have you? He died. This is the sin that brought condemnation to the entire world of men when Adam disobeyed God. The Bible says it was Adam that sinned, and we were all in Adam. We would have made the same sin he did. We cannot blame Adam for our sin. You can't blame nobody else for your own personal sin. I can't either. Sometimes we want to, don't we? Sometimes we want to. Remember, you have free will. You know, you chose to come to church today. How many of y'all drug out here today? Anybody drag you? Anybody threaten you if you didn't go to church? No. You chose to come. That was your free will. God gave you that right. Let me tell you something. God gave everybody else out there that didn't go to church nowhere today, God gave them the same right. You can go to church today if you want to. And they said, I don't want to. And they didn't go. Amen? Free will. God allows you to make choices. But God gives us a book here to tell us how to make wise choices. But you know what? If you don't hear a Sunday school lesson like you heard this morning, and you don't read and study this whole book and know the seriousness of this life, this is a serious life that you're participating in. Do you ever think about how serious this life is? You're getting ready to spend eternity somewhere. There's not but two places you can spend it. And if you're not wise, I won't say smart, I say wise. I'm a trusting y'all have been wise and made the right decision where you're going to spend eternity. But everybody's making that decision where they're going to spend eternity. You talk to someone about it, they'll get angry and puffy about it. They don't like it. You know why? It's guilt. It's guilt. How many times have you chose to do what God said not to do? Well, we can't even count them, can we? God said, don't do this, and yet we did it. What do they call that? Sin. Amen? Sin. We chose to do that. Let me ask you a question. Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Really? Do you have lust in your heart? Are you selfish? Greedy? Proud? Prejudiced? That's just a few things that's common to all of us. The problem with man is he forgets what God says in his word about all this stuff. This is why we need to continually hear God's word. You know what I found out after 50 years of trying to do this job? This book don't ever get wore out. It's always refreshing. Every time I read those chapters and books of the Bible, it's just as sweet and exciting and wonderful. It's just an amazing book. It's a book of life, folks. And it's telling us how to serve God. How to serve God. That's what I'm talking about today. The problem with man, he forget what God says. And that's why we need to continually hear the word. Deuteronomy 8 and 11, Moses wrote, "Beware that thou forget not God." That's wrong. That's what's wrong with our country today. Amen. Our country has forgot all about God, and we are accountable to Him. I mean, many churches today, they forgot about a holy God, and their worship is not as God's word ordained. He said, "You worship Him in spirit and truth." I flipped on YouTube the other day, flipped on a church that was having a worship service. You know what they were doing? They were dancing. That's the biggest mess you ever seen in your life. In some of those places, they're wallowing on the floor. They call that worship. God says there'll not be confusion in the church. God said in His word, "Be still and know I am God." You need to take in God's word when you come to church. You need to come to church, "I want to learn more about God, my God. How to serve Him. How to obey Him." That's part of our worship. To recognize how great He is. And He would love a sinner like me. And He'd send His Son to die for somebody like me. Something pitiful happened the other day over there in Afghanistan. They sent a drone over there to kill some enemies. Guess what? To kill innocent people. That's pitiful, isn't it? You know what? Now they want to pay them reparations, if I got that out right. You know what? Reparations not going to bring them innocent people back. Big mistake. Big mistake if we don't serve God, church. Big mistake if I don't humble myself and walk in the ways of the Lord. Walk in the ways of the Lord. How many people today think of the seriousness of forgetting God? Yesterday, I believe it was, I was going somewhere, and as I was going, I was having to turn off of one road to another, and this car was turned around to come from, go back the way I come from, and the guy that was on under the steering wheel, the look on his face, cold. He looked like he was mad with the world. Folks, people just today in many, many places are filled with bitterness and hate. And you see it all over their disposition. You can't serve God like that. You can't serve God with bitterness and hate and despising somebody because they look different from you. There's no greater sin than forgetting God. Did you know that? If you forget God, you're in a mess. You're in a mess. Why? Because God owns you. Did you know God owns you? God owns everybody everywhere. Why? He made them all. But what do we hear today on the news and with people in general? This is my body. I'll put all the tattoos on it I want. I'll go where I want. I'll do what I want. Yeah. That great, loving, caring God will let you go so far. Yeah, he's a long-suffering God. See, He's got all the time in the world anyway. Amen. He's got all the time in the world. The psalmist said in 9:17, "The wicked shall be turned into hell." Somebody quoted that a while ago somewhere. The wicked, that is the unsaved, shall be turned into hell. and all the nations that forget God. And by the way, there are nations, and our nation is getting like that. It's going to be turning to hell one day. Boy, that's scary, isn't it? All these people that came from Adam, all these people that's just like me and you, except they're lost, going to be turning to hell. Not because they hadn't heard. Not because they haven't heard, but because of their choice. Their will. I heard it, but it's not for me. I heard of what this whole book is. I just don't believe that. And there's another crowd. I don't even believe there's a God. You've heard. But you didn't make a choice that was wise. You weren't wise enough to investigate what them people are saying that's going down to that church every week and on Bible study nights. You just didn't investigate because that was your choice. You didn't want anything to disrupt your what I want. That's what the world predicament is, folks. It really is. The psalmist said in 50:22, now consider this, ye that forget God. You better consider this, he said, lest I tear you in pieces. You know, every time I read that verse, you know what I see in my mind's eye? I see a big dog with something in its mouth, and he's just shaking it just like that. That's what I see in my mind's eye. God's got him but a hurt of here, and he's going to shake him out and drop him in hell. Listen, let me read that verse again. This is the word of God, church. And if you hadn't made the right decision, you'd be in that predicament. The Bible says, now consider this. Think about it, he said. Ye that forget God. Right now, if we could all in a group together suddenly be carried over to Walmart and see all the people there. Right now, brother, or the other crowd that's over there at Lowe's. Just two places I'll mention. I won't even count the resort the places of pleasure out yonder. Resorts and all that. I won't even talk about that. We'll just talk about them two right there. He said, better consider this. Ye that forget God. Consider what's going to happen to you if you keep living like that. I tell you what, folks. I guess I'm a scaredy cat. You don't ever hear that term no more, do you? But when I was growing up, me and Junior and Murray and my brother, we'd talk about scaredy cats sometime. There's a scaredy cat. Hey, God says, you better consider lest I tear you in pieces and there is nobody to deliver you. But God does not forget what we do for his glory. Let's change gears a little bit. God talks about us. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which he has showed towards his, which you have showed towards his name, in that they have ministered to the saints and do minister. See, God takes both sides. He tells what's going to happen to those that forget him, pay no attention to him, have no time for him. And then we turn over here and he looks at us in his word. And he says about us that's been saved. He said, he's not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love and serveth the Lord. Isn't that great, Johnny? I tell you, sometimes I feel like God has forgot about me. Do y'all ever had that happen to you? Huh? Be honest now. Yeah. But he hadn't forgot. He's keeping a record of all we do for him. Problem number two. In our world today, with people being educated, and I think probably that's one of our downfalls, we got too educated. We got to say educated today is a nation of people and people in the world. We don't even need God. What do we need him for? I'm serious. In our world today, with people being educated with many good jobs, I got me a good paying job. Amen. I'm somebody now. And prospering, many feel they have no need for God. I can make it now. They have a I can take care of myself attitude. Wait just a few more years when the tribulation comes and let's see about it. Let's check them out then. Amen. Did you know before God made the world, he determined what was going to be and what would not be anyway? And no matter how smart you are, you can't outsmart God. He did not ask the advice of anyone on this matter neither. God just goes about being God all the time. Amen. But his word tells us how to live to have the best life here. His word tells us how to have the best life while we're here in a sin-cursed world. He's the source of all of our needs. Do you remember how fast paper towels, toilet tissue, and gas got gone when COVID come? Plant shut down, businesses that made these products couldn't make them anymore. Couldn't get to hell. COVID, a plague, a curse. You know what? It ain't gone either, is it? I think this is just a small picture, church, of what's going to be like when the rapture takes place. And all the unsaved are left behind to fuss and fight to get their needs met. Man in mass will see how helpless they are without God. Because God, his wrath through Christ, is going to be coming on the world over a 7-year period of time. The first 3.5 years won't be quite as bad, but it's going to be awful. A fourth of the world's population will die in the first 3.5 years. Think about it, a fourth of the world's population. And in the last 3.5 years, every sinner that's left will be destroyed at the second coming of Christ. In Hebrews 13:5, I'm in Hebrews a lot today. Let your conversation be without covetousness. And here's the verse I was highlighting in relation to serving God, church. And be content with such things as you have. For he has said, if you got whatever you got, he said, I'm still with you. Amen. He said, be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Boy, isn't that a great comfort in Scripture? Be satisfied with what God has given to you. Boy, we are a dissatisfied people, aren't we? Yeah. It appears that many are not satisfied unless they're living and doing as they please. It seems the attitude today is I'm going where I please, when I please, and I do not care what God thinks. I believe that's the attitude a lot of places. After all, this is my life. But the Bible says in Proverbs 15:16, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Wow. You know, I think about what Jesus said in Luke 16 about those two people. There was a rich man. He had everything this world had that he wanted or needed. Then there was a beggar. He couldn't even go to the doctor. The dog was his doctor. Come and licked his sores. We used to do that when we were growing up, us boys, girls at our house. We get a sore, let the dog lick it to get well. You know, it must have got well because they're all gone. Listen to me. Proverbs 16, better is a little fear of the Lord and great than great treasures with trouble. Blessed is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Proverbs 15:16. Philippians 4:11, now, not that I speak in respect of want, Paul said, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. 1 Timothy 6:6-8. In our world today, a lot of people are building even millions of dollar houses to live in. You know, I bet a single one in those houses didn't sleep any better than me last night. Amen. And I got up this morning and I ate cheese toast. I was satisfied. Yeah. Serving God should not be a drudgery, church. Amen. Let me say that again. Listen to me. Serving God should not be a drudgery. Did you dread to come to church today? Oh, it's Sunday. I got to go to church today. We should not mind supporting the work of the Lord either. Look how the Lord's supporting us. He just give you some oxygen to breathe. He just let that old pumper thump one more time. Amen. Amen. We should not mind living a godly life that God can use and bless. Don't we want God to bless us? You want God to bless you? God blesses those that live for Him, that serve Him, church. Listen, you don't have to have a lot of things to be blessed. Hey, the best blessings you can have is spiritual blessings. Growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord. Did you know as you serve the Lord, you're laying up treasures in heaven, folks? It's not going to be pennies. You're laying up treasures if you're honestly serving the Lord, willingly serving the Lord, content to serve the Lord. See, God wants us to serve Him. And He says, if you'll serve me, I'll bless you. I'll take care of you. I won't ever leave you. Yeah. How can we not serve God when He loves us so much? How can we not serve God when He loves me so much, you so much? You ever think about how much God loves you, folks? Only the cross can tell you how much God loves you. My sin was so bad, Jesus had to die on a cross. That's how bad my sin is. And y'all call me preacher. And we're everyone just alike. We all came from the same Adam and Eve. But it took God's son. He was holy and He had no sin. And it took that to get rid of mine and yours. Do you ever think about that? Your love that much? Folks, now that's a lot of love. How can we not be thankful for all God does for us? Oh, I know God lets you go through hard times. We've recently gone through some hard times. My wife would call me from the hospital, Raymond, pray to God that He'll let me go easy and take me home. Begging me, pray for her to be taken. I just reversed it. God heard me. Amen. She's home. But what I'm saying is this. God will let us go through some trying times, church.
Amen.
It looks like it won't. There's no way sometimes. And then, Rick, you look around. Well, where did that go to? What happened to that? It came to pass. Amen. It came to pass. Yeah, Linda, you had some problems. It come to pass. Amen. Yeah, God lets us go through times to show us what He can do. That He's still in control. And that we need to, be reminded, keep our eye on Him. We need Him. We're little without Him. We're nothing without Him. Sometimes, and now that I've reached the age I have, every night I lay in bed, sometime for an hour or more, just thinking about, suddenly, I'm going to be in heaven, and boy, I'm going to have me a time. Amen? Amen? General, don't you grin too big, because you're going to be there too. Hey, folks, we're to serve God in these days. Serving with a pure heart, a humble heart, a loving heart, because He loved us this much. He loved us this much. How can we not love God for all the blessings of our life and the hope we have today? Listen, this old country might be falling apart, but I'm fixing to go upward and not fall. Amen. Why not serve God when God is the one who supplies all your needs? He's the one who gives you your life. When He's the one who sent His only Son to die and pay for your sins. Why not serve God, church? Why not live for the Lord, church? Why not exalt Him and share Him? Help us in the church. We're working as a church body to get out the gospel through these different ministries the Lord's given us. When He was preparing a free home for eternity in a land where there's no more trouble, death, or devil. Think about going to a land there won't be any more sin, won't be any more troubles, won't be any more sickness, won't be no death. There's not going to be a devil to come along and stir up trouble. It doesn't cost anything to serve God. Except the lifestyle you live. Think about that. It doesn't cost you anything to serve God except your lifestyle, the way you live. It will cost us our will yielded to him. I start thinking about what he wants instead of what I want. We must remember this life is a testing ground to prepare us for the next life. We're being tested down here now. So this is important. What's the problem with loving and serving God who's trying to keep us out of hell? What's the problem with that? How many people in this world today even give it a thought, God's trying to keep me out of hell and I'm ignoring him? We must remember this life is a testing ground, as I said. The ultimate test is, what have you done with Jesus? Are you really trusting Jesus? There's going to be a whole lot of believers, church, let me say it this way. There's going to be a whole lot of Christians that's not believers when the rapture happens left behind. They're Christian by saying they are, but they really never trusted Jesus. You got to trust Jesus. You got to trust Jesus to be your Savior. How have you served Jesus, our Lord? Is he your Lord and Savior today? Honestly, the Bible says we're to examine ourselves. Wouldn't it be heartbreaking to have a service like this with a congregation of people and then at the rapture, some of y'all would be left behind, and I thought you were saved? You better not depend on anything you're doing to get you to heaven, because you can't do a single thing. You can't hold out, hold on, do nothing to go to heaven except trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. He's the Savior, not you and him. It's he alone is the Savior. And only those that believe, put their trust in him, are going to heaven, folks. According to this book now. According to this book. Oh, my goodness, folks. We have got into a too casual life in serving Jesus in our country today. In our churches. Too casual. You know, today I might just lay over. I've worked hard all week, not go to church. Too casual. I got other plans for the Sunday this weekend. Too casual. The truth is, we're not going to miss anything important in life if we serve the Lord. If we serve the Lord, we're not going to miss anything. That's important. Jesus said in Luke 4:8, and Jesus said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Old devil tried to even get Jesus off the straight and narrow way. He even tried to get Jesus, my Savior. You know what that means? If he's trying to get Jesus off, he's going to try to get me and you off too from serving the Lord. He said he couldn't get the Lord. He'll look at us old clay vessels over there. I believe I can get them if I come along and tempt them a little bit. In Romans 7:25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. But with the flesh, the law of sin, Romans 7:25. These old bodies we live in, the only thing they knew to do is sin. They got a sin nature, this old body. But our soul has been healed by his stripes because of his shed blood. No servant can serve two masters. Either he'll hate the one and love the other, else he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke 16, 13. You know what we need to do, church? Just fall in love with Jesus and be satisfied. Just fall in love with Jesus and be satisfied. Just decide in my heart, I'm just going to live for the Lord. And I'm going to learn all I can about the Lord. And I'm going to say, Lord, here am I, use me. So others can know about the goodness of God. So today, I have this question. Who am I serving? Myself? Or the Lord? Am I really seriously trying to serve my Lord and Savior? Really? Seriously? Think about it. What do I need to do today to better serve my Lord? What do I need to make changes? Are you satisfied where you're at? After all, He saved us to serve Him. And I read from the book of Revelation a while ago that when you get to heaven, if you get to heaven, you know what? You will be serving the Lord for eternity there. Amen? Why pay the cost of not serving God? The people that won't serve God, they got an awful, awful eternity waiting. That rich man in Luke 16, oh, he's so pitiful. He's been there 2,000 years now, wanting one drop of water. He said then he was in torments, but he's going to be taken out of there and thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone forever. Amen. Folks, that's even more frightening. There's no end to forever. And that's what's going to happen to billions of people. Billions of people will be thrown into the lake of fire. Why? They forgot about God. They chose not to serve God. I'm going to just be honest as I close today. I wouldn't trade lives with nobody. God saved me and I know it. I'm satisfied. Amen. I love to serve the Lord. I love to learn about the Lord. I love to share the Lord. I love to serve the Lord. I love to pray and feel the Holy Spirit just share you. Folks, the Lord is a real Lord. Serve Him with all your heart. You can't give Him too much of your heart. The people who do not serve God do not get the best out of this life. And the best words that you will ever hear is when you get to heaven's door and we hear our Lord and Savior say, "Welcome, my good and faithful servant." Serve God, love God, and you'll enjoy God in this earthly journey. For there are so many troubles and trials, church. You were saved to serve the Lord, not yourself. And God wants our heart, and if He gets our heart, He'll have our life for His glory. Loving God, thank you for letting me one more time come and open up your word. And Lord, I'm just a little preacher. I tried to preach a simple sermon to challenge our people here. Just serve the Lord. Be satisfied serving the Lord. And then they'll enjoy the Lord. They'll be blessed of the Lord. And one day they'll hear the Lord say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Bless them, Lord. Challenge us all together. Show us how we can better serve you and honor you, Lord, and do more to bring glory to your holy name. Bless those in this salvation box, Lord, that need salvation. And all the many needs there in our bulletin, we pray for them in the saving name of Jesus Christ and his mighty name. Amen. Amen. May God speak to hearts today. Our altar's always open. Come talk to the Lord. You know, the Lord always ready to listen to what concerns you. Oh, he's concerned about what concerns you.